Hello, everybody. How are you doing on this Sunday evening? I don't know if it's a fine Sunday evening, but it's a Sunday evening as it is. We're all kind of feeling it after a terrible loss. But anyways, welcome to the Lewis Morgan Show. Here, we are happy to talk about the greatness of Lewis Morgan, or more so, the sadness in losing Lewis Morgan. The worst part of Inter-Miami's cheating scandal, losing Lewis Morgan. That was on full display this past Red Bulls Miami game. Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Get busy in the chat. I am your host, Peter Brown, and I am flying solo today. So Ed is out with the family, so I am flying solo. So I'm going to lean heavily on your comments and what you guys want to talk about. So let's get busy in the chat as we get going here. But before we get too far, let's, as always, say a big thank you to our sponsors. Starting with Caneswear. Look at that wall of messy. As Ed would say, that wall's a little messy. Caneswear is the best place in town to go to get all your Inter Miami gear for the best prices in town. Look at that wall. Just pretty much anything you want with Inter Miami, they've got it. And the prices are cheaper than if you went to the stadium. Just facts right there. So located in Davie, Florida, just south of 595 on University Drive. Check them out. Go to caneswear.com if that's a little bit too far for you. All orders over $99 do ship for free. And they do give a discount to us if you say FMTV10. At least they're supposed to. Anyways, let's move on and thank Mia Rodriguez. If you want to buy or sell property, this is the woman you need to be speaking to. She speaks three languages, Portuguese. My wife just got back from Brazil. Her Portuguese is fresh right now. Spanish and, of course, English. Or I'm looking at the American flag. I think, she speaks American. Anyways, English. You want to buy or sell property? Mia's the person to talk to. And she's also on TV. And I just was seeing that her show just got picked up on HGTV. So you could now see The American Dreams, starring Mia Rodriguez on HGTV. And come on, load. There we go. Home Hands-On Builders. Hands-On Builders is the company you want to talk to if you have a plot of land and you want to build a house. You want to build a custom home? They got you covered. You want to do some remodeling in your home? They are the ones for you as well. Your custom home builder. We build your dreams to reality. Call them at 833-267-8305 or go to hobforyou.com. All right, everybody. Let's say hi to everybody in the chat and give you guys a minute or so to check in. But the show that Lewis Morgan put on was quite amazing. And I don't know if you guys were like me, but I just was blown away and saddened at the same time that he's also a great guy, right? So he seems to be a great guy as well. So, you know, it was sad to see him doing so well with the Red Bulls. And he's been injured quite a bit, but now he's back, and man, he was flying full throttle, making us look horrible. Anyways, all right, let's say hi to everybody. First person I see in the chat, Sport Shorts. Welcome, Sport Shorts. Chris Menendez. Jose Velasquez is here as well. Louis Rodriguez. I'm sure, Louis, you've got some opinions tonight. I'd love to hear them. And then, of course, we've got One World, One Goal. And that's what we got so far. So it looks like a slow night tonight. But if you jump in the chat, say hi, and we'll bring you on in the show. Busy day today. I was down at the airport. I mentioned my wife was in Brazil. She just got home. I picked her up from the airport. Her flight landed around 6 in the morning. So I had to get up at like 4 in the morning to get down there. And picked her up. She got through all that in a good time. And since I was in the neighborhood, decided to stop by Miami Freedom Park and did a little construction update. So that video will be out tomorrow. We'll put that out probably in the morning. And so be on the lookout for a new construction update tomorrow. And then sometime maybe later in the week, I also have another video that I put up. And I'm curious. We'll see how that video goes. But it's an interesting, something different, something we haven't done before. But, and I don't know how many of you guys have ever collected Topps trading cards, you know, baseball cards, football cards, basketball cards, MLS cards. I did a video on MLS cards. And so we'll have that coming out probably maybe Friday. So anyways, checking in. Luis Garcia is here as well now. So Luis Morgan, how about, I mean, the first goal he had, I mean, CJ Dos Santos almost got that ball, right? He almost got it. You got to wonder if Callender was in, would he have maybe gotten it? I don't know. I think Dos Santos didn't do terrible. So I wasn't overly worried. But, you know, he might have been, maybe could have blocked one or maybe two of those goals. But I think that really the issue was really the bad defense. But let's look at that starting lineup, because, you know, here Chris Menendez brings up a good point, and that was cool. It's nice that Morgan didn't celebrate his goals. That's class. That just shows you, yeah, he was a class guy. Because also, from what I understand, he feels like Inter Miami let him go in the best way possible. Like they and whatever, however that is, I don't know all the details of that, but he wasn't unhappy with the way it went down. I mean, I think it's because he understood. So for those that don't know, go back to this for now. Luis Morgan, some people say I read some comments where some people were saying we had to get rid of Luis Morgan for roster compliance. That's not true. Basically, what happened is, you know, we got a big fine for our cheating scandal with Matuidi and several other players that we overpaid, which Reyes was one of those players that was misreported, and he was on the Red Bulls that night. So we got a financial hit, and selling Morgan for $1.2 million, basically, at least for the first year, wiped us clean as far as the penalty. Like we break even in a sense, you know? So it was kind of like one of those things, you kind of had to get rid of him, but you didn't have to. I mean, you could have kept him, but then the rest of the team probably would have suffered. We would have been even worse, you know? So Guyver's checking in. Welcome, Guyver. So back to this lineup. When I saw this lineup come out, how did you guys feel when you saw this lineup? I thought, all things considered, with missing six players due to international duty and a couple of injuries, I felt like this wasn't a bad lineup. I thought I would expect more from the Campana-Suarez matchup. I was hoping to call them the dynamic duo, and I don't think they didn't do enough. We didn't have enough shots on goal. We weren't making enough space. I don't know how much is that them and how much is the fact that I think even Busquets looked kind of lazy out there. I don't know how you guys felt about Busquets, but I felt Gressel, you know, none of them were just, they were all just kind of eh, you know, except for our defense, because they were worse than eh. They were horrible. Well, my biggest problem here, and I hate saying this because I know that Noah Allen is a local kid. We cheer for him, but he is not a starting back anymore. He's getting, they come at him constantly. They beat him constantly. If you notice how many times Noah Allen is getting beat and then running up on the back of the player and shoving the other player. And even that is not even a good shove, because the player just keeps on moving. He gets a little shove, he moves around, he keeps on going. His shoves aren't even very good. So I'm just really down on Allen right now. I think he's constantly getting beat, and the teams know that, so they're going at him. They're going at him. Goddard's checking in now. Eric Thomas. who is just down the street from this game. Richard Greenberg from Toronto. So Louis Rodriguez mentioning, personally, I didn't like the lineup. One, Taylor doesn't play that position. I would have preferred Gressel in Taylor's position. I would agree with you. Yeah, I would agree with you. That would seem more like the natural fit. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, as I'm just sitting here looking at the lineup even more. Sunderland, it was okay. But Kristoff and Allen and Avilés, man. I think I found out the price last week. I forget exactly how much it was. I think it was around $6 million. I think we paid for Avilés. We overpaid, guys. We way overpaid for Avilés. He may turn out to be good. He's still young, but we overpaid. I agree. Yeah, you know, Cotta's jumping in, agreeing with Louis that thought that Gressel would be the right back, more natural. And you know what I also question? Is why didn't this guy, wrong one. Why didn't Negri play? I know some people would say, well, he's still coming back from his injury. I was at the last Inter Miami 2 home game. And this is my picture of Negri coming off in the 62nd minute, I think it was. So he played a solid 62 minutes, running up and down that pitch hard. I think he's ready. He looked ready to play to me. He looked match fit. He looked game sharp. I think he would have made sense to bring him in. So, but he didn't. Louis Rodriguez says, from Allen, why not? Freire or Saylor, because Allen, a tiny push, he completely gets beaten. Exactly. Freire, or if that's who you're trying to say, he was hurt. Saylor generally plays center back, and he was playing that for the two team the other day. But Tony Axe feels like we should have started Taylor up front and Campana on the bench. Tony is not a Campana fan, apparently. Wow. So I saw somebody mention Afonso. Afonso, I thought, came in and looked bright the little bit of time that he played. Also, here we go. Kata felt like Afonso looked decent. Could be a player in there. He scored two goals in that Inter Miami 2 game against New York City FC that I saw. And then he scored another goal today against Red Bull 2. So he is scoring in the two teams. And yeah, I thought when he came in this game, he definitely, he set up a goal that obviously got called back, but he just showed that he's strong on the ball. He makes a push. Player goes down. Allen makes a push. Player just brushes it off. Sports Shorts asking the question, didn't Taylor decline international duty for Finland? Yeah, for this. He declined it for this game. And then he got played in the wrong position, as you guys are all pointing out. And Tony Axe feels like Bright could have played midfield or as right back. I don't know if you would start Bright, you know, because signed. Yannick Bright just signed with the club. How do you guys feel about that? Here's what I'm curious about Yannick Bright. And I posed this question to a couple buddies. Nobody has a really good answer. They signed Yannick Bright to a one-year deal. And it's such a late signing. Like, it took a long time to sign him. Don't know why it took so long. Is it because maybe he was shopping for a different team? Like playing overseas. He's an Italian kid. Went to college in the United States, but he's Italian. And I think it was Italian. And but they signed him to a one-year deal with options for, I think, 25, 26, and 27. So three option years. So, you know, they're likely to pick him up. But I just thought it was odd. Usually when they sign draft picks, they sign him to like three-year deals. And you get them cheap for like good 3 years, 3-4 years. You sign them. And you know, for that's why we have Robbie Robinson, right? He's still in the club because he's cheap. Never plays, but he's cheap. Getting back to what you guys are talking about, because you guys are driving the show today. Tony's defending, mentioning nothing to do with Campana, but the team was unbalanced with both up front. So I want to see them both up front, but because I think Campana can do a lot of the dirty work and things like that Suarez just isn't going to do. You know, Suarez is going to, you know, stay up top for the most part. Campana's more mobile, things like that. But if they're going to both be up there, you need, I think, someone like Redondo in the match who's shown well recently. Redondo in there to so that Busquets can make more, you know, nice passes forward. Busquets looked uninterested to me. I think when, you know, he just looks out of sorts at times. Louis Rodriguez asked, posing the question or comment, one complaint is why MLS doesn't respect the FIFA official matches, because Red Bulls and Inter Miami tried to appeal this game but got denied. Yeah, it's nothing new. MLS never, you know, really respects international windows. And it's because, you know, they just, it's a long season. They just feel like they need to get the games in. You can't constantly postpone games. They want to continually play more games like the League's Cup and things like that. And people can complain about fixture congestion. And, you know, for example, they're not playing in the Open Cup, which has got a lot of people talking that not enough MLS teams are, you know, playing in the Open Cup. I think it was like eight teams and then a bunch of two teams are playing. But, you know, so I think that's mainly it. They don't want to just constantly push off all the games, because then you're going to just see more midweek games. I'm not defending it. I think that's probably their reason. Eric Thomas agreeing with me that the short signing of Bright, that definitely set off some alarm bells concerning Bright. Very bizarre. Yeah, I just think, you know, it makes, like I said, it makes me wonder, did it take a long time to make this signing? Since he's not just straight up American. I don't even know if he's American. I assume he's got a green card or whatever. He went to college here. And draft pick. But you generally sign your draft picks a little bit quicker. And if it takes a long time to sign a draft pick, I think quite often in the past, it's because the player is not sure if he wants to play in MLS. Because maybe he had visions. This is just me guessing. Maybe he had visions of playing in Europe at some level. And I'm going to guess he didn't get the offers he was hoping for. And so he ends up signing with Inter Miami. Maybe, again, maybe, me just guessing, maybe he signs a short deal with Inter Miami because, you know, he wants to keep his options open for playing somewhere else besides MLS. Not saying he doesn't want to play in Miami, just maybe he doesn't want to play in MLS long term. If he's of an Italian descent and he just feels like, hey, I'd rather play somewhere over in Europe, that's where family is, all that kind of stuff. I don't know, maybe. But it is kind of odd. Because he looks pretty good in preseason, because we got to see Yannick in preseason look pretty good. Louis Rodriguez saying, Europe actually respects FIFA official matches, which is different from MLS. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Europe does, but MLS doesn't. And look, I get it. Europe also has fixture congestion, and they seem to figure it out, right? So MLS could figure it out if they really wanted to. But they just don't want to. And this is nothing new. So it's been this way forever. You know, however long, what is MLS now? 28 years old, something like that. I forgot the exact year. But, you know, this is the way their MO from the very beginning. This is nothing new. Tank checking in. When it rains, it pours. Goals from Lewis Morgan. What a stud of a player we got rid of. We got rid of to get Yedlin. Phil Neville, make it make sense. I don't know if that's a Phil Neville move. I think that's, like I said, you got rid of Morgan because it was worth $1.2 million. It's hard to say no to that, but man, he it going back to the title of the show, I we thought it'd be funny. We just thought the show title would be funny. I had a fun playing around with the thumbnail. And so that's where that goes. You know, and that play, what was it? The third goal or fourth, or was that the fourth goal? The ball basically is about to go out of bounds. Morgan saves the ball and then still somehow keeps the ball in play and still beats our defender, goes around him and makes it, and, you know, moves forward. How in the world does that happen? That was just, I saw that. I was like, this guy is amazing. And it's sad that we lost him. Going back to your chats. Kata brings up a good point. MLS has to increase cap and have better players. They have to. So the thing is, probably if they just go and up, do we trust MLS? So my thought, if they increase the cap, which, yeah, I agree, they need to increase the cap. But if they increase the cap, do they just go after more DP level high-end players? Or do they make deeper rosters, better quality, deeper roster? Because I think that really, going back to this, this is really the problem here, is this roster is not deep. We had to sign three players, Afonso, Casas, which I couldn't even remember who Casas was. I had to read the press release to say, oh, he's a draft pick. I didn't even know who Casas is. And Montenegro, we had to sign these three players to short-term loan deals from Inter Miami 2. Now, that's not the first time we've done that. We've done that in the past. But it just shows we had no depth. This was practically an Inter Miami 2 lineup we had in there. I mean, just think about it. Old players and two players. By the time Tata started making those substitutions and he brought in Afonso, he brought in Bright, he brought in Sailor, you know, all these players, Afonso, it started to look more and more like a two team, because even Sailor plays for the two team, you know. So it was pretty crazy to think about. Oh, never mentioned this, but if you want to jump on and leave a voicemail, do it. Call 786-474-4435. We could do that if you want. What else we got? What else are you guys talking about? Luis Rodriguez is asking, where's Ed? Ed is out with the kids. He's out with his grandkids. He got tied up. And so he's out spending time with the family. We all got to do that from time to time. Speaking of that, I'm not sure what we're going to do next week. Because isn't next Sunday Easter? I don't know if we do a show on Easter or not. We'll see. We'll see. We'll talk. Would you guys show up for a show on Easter? Or are you too busy doing family stuff? Eric Thomas also bringing up the fact that Morgan did not celebrate his goals, class act, that guy. Yes, agreed. We did talk about that before. Both teams were missing a lot of players. So Kata's also talking about the Red Bull was missing more players in Miami. Yeah, I don't know how many players they were missing, but yeah, I mean, it was an even lineup. Look, I think if you look at our starting lineup, we should have been better. If it wasn't for Morgan, this would have been a completely different game. But even you know, it probably just would have been a 0-0 tie or something. But having said all that, they could have scored a good three goals in the first half. They had plenty of opportunities. Tank mentioning Afonso got four goals the last two Inter-Miami CF games. Inter-Miami CF 2 games, that's right. Four. Wait, he got two? Did he get two today? Wait, four goals in the last two games. So he got two goals in last week, I guess. Did he get two goals today? I know he got one goal today, but anyways. I checked to see what was going on with the two team, but I think it was still kind of going on while we were starting the show. Kata is saying, do one midweek if you can. What are you talking about? Do a show in midweek? Oh, if we don't do the Easter show. Here's the thing. If it's midweek, it's just a you and me show. So Ed works at night. So if you guys are cool with it just being you and me, we could do it. But if you want the, if you want Ed, everybody's Ed's pretty lovable. If you want Uncle Ed, it's got to be Sundays or late, you know, because he gets home late. You know, that's why he could do the Monday night show at around 8:30. Usually it's around 9, but you know, it. Tank is saying do a late show for Easter, 8 p.m. Maybe. So for me, it's a little easier than it used to be because I don't have little kids anymore. So Easter's not a real big day for us other than maybe church in the morning. But we don't have to, you know, we don't do a lot of little kid family stuff anymore. She's grown. Louis is saying he would show up for an Easter show. When it's Inter Miami, why not? We are all La Familia. Very good. Very good. Carl Hersami says Inter Miami without Messi is nothing. Disagree with you, Carla. Disagree. You can't rack up one bad game and say they're garbage without this one player. That is not true. This is still a good club. You know, we can still win without Messi. They did it last week. They can win without Messi. Is it better when we have Messi? Of course. Is this team built around having Messi? Yes. But, you know, we can win without Messi. Against which teams? Who knows? Are we good enough to beat a Cincinnati who's in first place right now without Messi? I don't know. Maybe not. Obviously, we didn't beat the Red Bull, but Red Bull is right behind us in the stats. I'm not in the stats. In the rankings right now, Cincinnati's moved up to the front where we were. Now we're in second place and Red Bull is right behind, well, tied with us, but right behind us with as far as goal differential and all that kind of stuff. But they're right there with us. And our next matchup is against these guys, right? Way down here, New York City. So this should be a good bounce back game. New York City should be a good bounce back game for Miami because, or we get totally embarrassed. I guess it's one or the other because, you know, they're not doing well this year. So, you know, we have a good chance to beat them. Tank talking about the game. Our defenders' passes and midfield were awful. Agreed. And the defense just seems to be out of position quite often. Gets beat very easily. Avilés gets beat all the time. Kristoff, you know, sometimes he can be good, but a lot of times he's slow and he gets beat. You know, and that's one thing I know a lot of people, myself included, are frustrated with this team in that they keep bringing in midfielders or a right back. I mean, they were supposed to have Wingett coming in at right back. But where's the center back? Where, you know, we definitely need more. But they're not going to bring in more. This is it basically for the year. I think we're done other than these kind of two players that have talked about. Tank asking for a midweek nerd show after hours. I don't know. Maybe we might have to do it once in a while. I'll be honest. I mentioned this, I think, last week. We weren't getting enough people to really watch. The numbers were terrible. So sometimes you look at that and you just say, is it worth my time? If not enough people are joining, is it worth my time? I guess that's kind of where it goes sometimes. But I know those of you that did join, including my sister, those of you that do join loved it. So I don't know. We probably should think about doing a little bit more. But our defense definitely needs some help. And that's not happening anytime soon. Louis saying that Avilés sometimes has hard decisions giving up the ball. Kristoff passing the ball slow. They're not solid enough. Sports shorts. Did I miss a nerd show? No, we're just talking about possibly doing one. Tank asking, do we play our bench against New York City? No, because I think this is kind of like one of those must wins. But But yeah, I mean, I get your point because we do have the Champions Cup that following Wednesday, which I'm going to be at. I bought a ticket. So expect a game day vlog from that. And that game's clearly more important because even if we tank a little bit right now, even if we lose a few games right now, it's a long season. We have time to come back. We could get back into it. Champions Cup's way more important. So yeah, to your point, resting players for sure. Question is, will Messi be ready for that Champions Cup game? We sure hope so, but will he be ready for that? Was it painfully pricey? I got my seat. So I bought section 110, I think it is, but it's row 2. And I was excited about row 2 sitting close because I'm thinking when I'm going to something like that, I was thinking about like video and I think, you know, it'll make for decent vlog being close. So, you know, there's that. But it was under $100. Under $100 was my ticket. And that's the only reason I was going to go. If I could get one for under $100, I was interested in going. If it was going to be more than that, I wasn't going to go. So I didn't get my season ticket area because that was well over $100. So it was, I don't know, if you consider like $94, I think it was, painfully pricey, then yeah, but I thought it was okay considering. Considering with the way the prices have been, I thought it was a decent price. Luis Rodriguez again. We recently signed a midfielder when Miami has plenty of midfielders and are already. Why not sign a good and solid defender? Yeah, good question. It's a good question for Chris Henderson. Good question for Chris Henderson. I mean, you know, when you see, however, it would have been good to have a good midfielder alongside Busquets this past game. So let's. Everybody commenting on this. Oh, yeah. Krabs jumping in with a similar comment that we've seen tonight. Props to Lewis Morgan for not celebrating when he scored. Class act. And he had every right to score, to celebrate. He really did. In his home city. And he's built for that team because, look, Red Bull likes is always been a fast team. They like to play. That's, I guess, the Red Bull way, I guess. They play very quick and very fast, and he's a speedy player. They like the high press and all that kind of stuff. He's perfect for that. So he fits into that very, very good. Oliver M. asking the question, every good team has a leader in each line. Who is a center back leader in our defensive line? I guess it's Christoph. He's got the most experience. So you'd figure the gray-haired defender there from Ukraine has got the most experience. You would assume he's stepping up. I don't see him talking a lot though. You want your leader to kind of speak. In my opinion, you want him to speak out and kind of lead a little bit. You know, Callander sometimes is that leader in the back, but he was out. So, all right. We do have a voicemail, I see. So let's go to that. Here we go. Voicemail. I'm not playing the thing.
Hey, Peter. And yes, Uncle Ed is very lovable. And Don Bear, they do a great job on that Monday night show. I thought I'd just call in to say Happy Easter. I don't know if you do the show next week or not. And it's Palm Sunday today, so a lot of people like that are busy. But anyway, just want to say what a mess that was. But, you know, we got to look on the bright side. We definitely got to look at why people get so many injuries. I did notice they were playing tech ball on the concrete slab, you know, that game that's like a ping pong table that's like curved. I'm like, I don't know. It's either something in the training or there's already something weird that we get so many injuries, and they got to look at that. And then what happened to Mr. Glass, by the way? We were hoping this year would be his year, speaking of injuries. But anyway, I know we're still kind of hurting for defenders, but I do think that Chris Henderson, you know, did a pretty good job this year. Maybe they're holding some spots open, like with the Bright thing, you know, And then maybe they just couldn't get people and they didn't want to wait too long. So they just put them to the 1 year. And like you said, it's always a little odd about, you know, what paperwork people have and how many people need the international spot. And they're always shuffling that around, but they do a good job really overall. You know, it's just not as easy as you think. Of course, Captain Morgan, he's from Scotland. He loves that cold, rainy weather. And there's nothing like scoring a hat trick against your old team to show them who's boss. And I think, you know, he and Coach Neville just didn't really get along. You know, sometimes behind the scenes, people just don't click. And the player's, like, happy to move on. And look at what's his face in that went up to the Union. I'm like Peter now. I can't remember a name. Not Pellegrini, whatever his name is. Anyway, so, oh, Carranza, is it? Anyway, so we will have that curse of the players doing great somewhere else. And once Messi gets back and they can kind of regroup, we do need a backup plan, though, for all these, you know, 8-10 people out on international duty. That's like half the squad. But it is what it is. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Easter. I'm so excited to be. We're back in my old hood. I'm right by that cool soccer pitch that Polisic has. That's a Pumas, you know, soccer pitch right in the hubbub of activity. Had a big biz trip, and there's no place like home. Love you guys. The best fans in the world. Peace out.
All right. Thank you, One World, One Goal. Always looking for the positives, One World, One Goal. Pretty happy with Chris Henderson, it sounds like. You know, we keep talking about why did they not bring in a center back. Technically, they did. They brought in Freire. He's our center back. They did bring in a center back. I know you just want more. So do I. But they did bring in somebody. So there's that. Marvin Miela is saying, isn't Sergio Ramos coming this summer? No. But everybody's rumored to be coming. No. You're not gonna see any more expensive players or anything like that this summer. I just don't see it. I mean, of course, anything's possible. They could sell Campana, free up a DP spot, or get a Ramos and a Tam role. But even then, you're probably selling off a player or two to make space. So it's not so easy. Yes and no, Tank. Tank, yes and no. Bring back Figal and LGP. Figal, yes, but as I hear, he is tearing it up with Boca Juniors, and they will not let him go. LGP, no, not interested. LGP just got too many yellows and reds and all that. Wasn't a fan of LGP. Figal, I was a big fan of, and I would love to see him come back. But it's just not going to happen. His price has probably gone up. Tank also mentioning something that we talked I think we talked about in the news video. If you guys check those out, I've been doing news videos every Wednesday. Gomez might be the first to go. Yeah, Brighton is interested in him. I did not pull this up. I'll probably have it ready. I'll probably mention it in the news video. But it was reported in the Athletic that Inter Miami's put like a the price tag was around $23 million for Gomez, something in that neighborhood that they're asking for a boatload of money, which may be a little high for that. Patrick jumping in saying loves the news. Thank you. You know, I was a little upset this last news video, the views were way down. YouTube sometimes is hard to figure out, like where one video does really, really well, and then you do another video very similar and it doesn't do as well. It's a fickle thing. If you guys have never tried to create on YouTube, it's interesting how some things hit and some things don't, you know. It's interesting. But those videos, believe it or not, I heard somebody had told me one time, oh, just reading the news, reading something is easy. Doing a podcast is hard, is what they were telling me. And I would flip that. This is easy. Just rambling about something you love is easy. Trying to do something with facts and getting it right and throwing in imagery, writing a script, reading the script and trying not to look like you're reading a script, you know, that's hard. And it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time to do those news videos. I think my last news video took me over 6 hours between writing, filming, and editing. It took a lot of time. Anyways, I enjoy doing them though. So Tony asks, nobody is paying over $12 million for Gomez. Here, you know what? Can I do this real quick? Let me see if I can find that exactly. I was on The Athletic. If you guys don't have The Athletic, it's worth it. It's worth it. Messi out of Argentina, Suarez, goal scorers, but I don't see it. Garber. Where was that story? I saw a story somewhere. Maybe it wasn't The Athletic. It might have been some other news source that I saw. Anyway, it was too much. Whatever the number was, if I got it wrong. Here I'll get things wrong. In the news, I try to get it right. I try to do my research for the news. Here I might get stuff wrong. But because I'm flying by the seat of my pants on this a lot more. But Gomez has been outstanding this year. Because last year, I think you guys were probably like me, I would imagine, saying, why is Tata giving Gomez so much time? Why is he playing him so much? And he sucks. Gives the ball away, all this. This year is different. This year, it's been his year. Started a little bit slow, but he's doing really, really well right now. What else do you guys think about? What do you think about this? The overreaction of fans. And I saw Luis Rodriguez defending Tata a few times in a few conversations. He likes to mix it up with people. But I saw several posts or comments about Tata. We lose one game and Tata is the worst coach ever. Now, some people didn't like him when they signed him because he got fired from Mexico, but everybody gets fired from Mexico. But whether you like Tata or not, he's not a horrible coach because of one bad loss. Let's see what happens over long term. Overreaction from this fan base is nuts. And I think part of that is so many of our fans here now, and some of you guys may be watching this, are not long-term fans. You're just maybe new to the team because of Messi. And maybe you don't know all the MLS rules or idiosyncrasies or just, the expectations. If you're used to seeing Messi play at this higher level and now you're seeing what we have to offer here, it's definitely different. But, the overreaction is just, here, Tank saying, the casual fan, Inter fans are ridiculous. We're the best one. We're the best one game, then the sky's falling the next. Exactly. It is pretty funny how it's just, there is no in between. And then you see people defending, like saying, oh, you guys were complaining about Neville. Neville's a good coach. Ba, 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 ba. But when Neville was here, everybody was hanging him up by the rafters. I mean, they were just hanging this guy by his toenails. They were not happy with Neville at all. But now that he's gone and he's won a few games in Portland, oh, Neville's the best, Christopher Harris from World Soccer Talk checking in. Bringing the facts, because I don't have them. He's got them. Diego Gomez, it was a story on World Soccer Talk. Paraguayan media outlets report that the Herons would demand approximately $18 million if they were to allow him to leave. Thank you, Christopher. So I do read World Soccer Talk, so I could get my information from there as well and forget where I got it from. But again, that's where the news comes in. My news show, I would have gotten it right. I would have credited Chris. But thank you. And if you're not going to check out World Soccer Talk, you should. They write good stuff. Good stuff on there. Sometimes pretty critical on MLS, but, and they also have a podcast that's pretty entertaining as well. I listen to that from time to time. $18 million. Is Gomez worth $18 million? I would agree with, I think Tony Axe said no more than 12. I think 18 is Inter Miami saying, we don't want to sell him. And we're going to put the price tag. It's like, I've known people throughout my life that say basically everything is for sale. So everything in their house, everything in their life is for sale. They may be ridiculously priced so that, you know, it's not realistic, but, you know. Tank feels like some rich squad could fork up those $18 million if he keeps up his form. Christopher Harris might know the answer to this because Brighton is one of the ones rumored to be talking to Gomez. Does Brighton have that kind of money? Does Christopher Harris, do you know that? Does Brighton have $18 million? Would Brighton spend $18 million on a young player like that? I'm curious. Do they have that kind of cash flow? They're not one of the big clubs in England, that at least that I think of as a big club. Not that I'm some big European soccer fan. I'm a American soccer fan. I know a lot of you guys would on your weekend probably spend a lot of time watching the EPL, which I know Christopher does, or all that stuff. I'd rather spend my time watching MLS, USL Championship, you know, stuff like that, the lower levels of America. And guys, have you paid any attention to the USL Championship recently? I've been watching because, you know, it started and, you know, watching Miami FC play. But there's some clubs in the USL Championship. Louisville City, for example, they've got their own soccer-specific stadium. And I'm pretty sure they built it. And it's packed. It's smaller. I don't know what it holds, but it's smaller. As it should be, championship, but it's packed, great fan base. So sometimes I wonder, like, man, there's benefits of following a smaller team like a championship club because you can get closer to the team. It's more like family. You get to know the players, stuff like that. But you're always like, I never. It's never been the most fun because you're so quite often playing in empty stadiums. It's never on standard solid footing as an ownership group. That's always the risk of following a championship club. But somebody like Louisville or Detroit City FC, where they got great fans filling their stadiums, man, it's fun to watch. Christopher, answering that question I had, last season, Brighton earned TV revenue of $197 million. So $18 million would be a drop in the bucket. Okay. Yep. There you go. Christopher Harris, MLS earned $250 million in TV last year as a comparison. So the entire league versus one team. We're going to have Christopher on again sometime in the near future and talk about the Apple stuff some more. Looking in on it. I find it interesting. Tank saying Miami FC is on cable TV. Miami FC is on ESPN Plus. I think this last weekend's game, I didn't watch it. Yesterday's game, but I think that one might have been on Paramount Plus on the Golazo Network. I'm not sure, but their games are a lot of the USL Championship games are on ESPN Plus. Tank saying Detroit will make it to the MLS. I don't know. I don't know if they will or not. Because look, MLS is probably slowing down on their expansion, but the Detroit fans are solid. They look great. Mike V mentioning that USA is playing on Paramount tonight. Yep. What time does that start? Does it start like at 8 o'clock? Like right after this? I didn't even look, but I'll be switching over to that. They're playing Mexico, right? Yeah, you know, one of the things we could debate about, and this would be fun whenever we talk to Christopher because we'll have him come on soon. You also hear people talking about, you know, Miami FC being on ESPN Plus, Detroit City being on ESPN Plus quite a bit, and then the U.S. national team being at 8:30 on Paramount Plus. You hear people complaining that. It's all these games, MLS, they're all behind paywalls. And I just want to smack people in the head and say, this stuff was never free. It's always been behind a paywall. You know, cable is a paywall, right? Cable is a paywall. And so people that still have cable, yeah, of course, they don't want to get all these streaming services. But what I'm curious, and you know, what are the... What are the demographics, I guess? What are the numbers? Of how many people in the U.S. now are cable users and how many have dropped cable and are just streaming? Because we all know those streaming numbers have gone up considerably. That's why all these companies are trying to get into the streaming game or did get into it. They're not trying. They're in it. And, you know, so it's like you a lot of people do one or the other. Some people might be doing a combination of both. I know some people like my father, he gets his cable for free because it's part of the association where he lives. It's, you know, you're paying for it, but just he's not paying a separate bill for it. But like, I mean, I don't have cable, but I got every streaming thing you can imagine. The one things I don't do are like the Fubo and things like that, because to me, that just feels like you're paying for cable, just digital, but you're just paying for cable, just digital. So, but it's all been behind a paywall. There's nothing new. Mike V jumping in on the streaming. I only have Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, Disney, ESPN trio. I have Plex, so I get all else free. I don't know what Plex is, but yeah. So I've got everything. I've got too many, but I've got and I've canceled some. That's the benefit of streaming is you could turn them on and off as you go. I've got Netflix. I've got Amazon Prime, obviously. I've got the Disney bundle. So that's Disney, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. I've got the Disney bundle. I've got Paramount Plus. And I got Paramount Plus. I mean, it's got good soccer stuff, but it's got my Star Trek. That's why I got it. And then they've got some other good stuff, too. I've got Paramount Plus, HBO Max. What else? I had to get Hulu for a short time just so I could watch the Champions Cup games. Because I didn't have FS1 in any way. They don't have a streaming thing. So I just pay for like a month of that. I'll turn that off as soon as the Champions Cup is over. So that's one thing I could turn on and off. But man, I've got too many things. But, and I don't know if I'm saving money over cable. Probably not. But I feel like I have more control over it because I could turn things on and turn things off. Anyways. One World saying many have gone streaming now. I agree. Yeah, here you go. Some people are getting stuff for free. I used to get things. I have Paramount Plus through T-Mobile with Netflix as well. Yeah, I used to get some free stuff with T-Mobile as well, but I'm now over on AT&T, and AT&T was cheaper. But I did not get, I don't get those free channels anymore. So I don't know if it balances out. I don't know. Sometimes I don't look at the price. I just want what I want and I get it. Sports Short says he watches Paramount Plus on Prime Video. Yeah, you do, but that just means that Paramount Plus is an add-on. So you're still paying, what, like $5-$10 a month for Paramount Plus, or your parents are, but you're watching it through Prime. Louis Rodriguez says, forgot to mention Apple TV with T-Mobile as well. I don't think you're getting Apple TV. Yeah, you're not getting season pass with T-Mobile. That's another one I'm having to pay for, and I'm still pissed off about. I'm still having to pay for my MLS season pass because the club has still not given me a code or the ability to get the MLS season pass that I am owed as a season ticket holder. I am contacting my rep every single week, and the only thing I get back is we're trying. And apparently this is a bigger issue across the league. There are several teams and several people that are having the same problem. And they're trying to work with Apple in the league. But as of right now, it's like, I got to pay for it. And I've suggested to them, hey, you should just credit me. You should just give me a credit in my account for the MLS season pass. And I'll just pay for it. Just give me the money. I'll pay for it. But they don't answer those text messages or emails. If I suggest they give me something extra that I still feel like I'm owed, I don't hear back from that. So Mike V saying, I got mine, change your rep. It's not a rep issue. Ed has a different rep. He's having the same problem. So Tank says he caved and bought the season for $79. So Tank, you're a season ticket holder, aren't you? And so you were having the same problem, I assume? Louis says, I paid $80 for season pass with T-Mobile because last year it was free. So this year it was $10 off. Okay. Yeah, for me, because I have, oh, I forgot when I was rattling off the things I have. I have Apple TV too. I got Apple TV. Yeah, Mike V, they're hating on FMTV. Yeah, yeah. They don't care. They don't care. I've talked about making a video just ranting about they don't care about us. And I haven't done it yet because I keep hoping that they would just fix my problem. I wanted to do like a short 10-minute video or something of just me bitching, but and then try to see if I can get Jorge Mas to watch it. Because right now it doesn't feel like they care. I mean, look, my ticket rep seems to be a nice enough guy, but he's not getting the job done. I don't know. And again, that might not be his fault, but he's the one I get to talk to. So he's the one that gets the brunt of my displeasure. So, and the problem is not that, look, if I pay for all these other streaming services, clearly I can manage the $79 and I can pay for it. But it just doesn't seem like I should have to. You know, when we look at our season tickets and things that so many of the things have eroded, some of the things, benefits that we were supposed to get have kind of just fallen by the wayside. Battered Herons is in the house. Check those guys out. Do it. I bitch on our show constantly because they don't care. Yep. Yep. Yeah, I guess I'm probably going to have to make my little video. And that was going to be the title. Inner Miami doesn't care about you, or at least they don't care about me. That's it. Battered Herons getting some love from Mr. Krabs. You guys should check out the Battered Herons. Good guys. Tank giving some hate to Drake. Drake has no business being on the national team, but he was there last year, so it looks good for Inter Miami. Man, some hate from Tank. I like Calendar. Tank's asking about getting a collab episode. We've talked about it. We'll try to get it done someday. I know that the Battered Herons, Daniel's got a lot of podcasts on. You know, I try to convince him to do a Disney podcast with me. No time. So he does a lot of podcasts. So it might be hard to get him schedule, but you know, we'll see. We like those guys. So, Louis Rodriguez says, season ticket holders should get benefits since you pay a lot for season tickets. Don't understand why y'all don't get benefits from it. I mean, there's definitely some benefits, but, you know, just stupid stuff. Like, we were supposed to have a bar crawl before the season. Didn't happen. I wasn't going to go to it, but it's just another thing that we had the option to go to that's gone. It's supposed to be open practices. I'd have to pull it up to see everything. But there's supposed to be some, like, one or two open practices. It's supposed to be some sort of, like, season ticket member events, thing like that. None of those have happened. None of those have happened. So, you know, basically, you get a ticket to see the game, and that's what you're paying for. And that's where I would probably go with it in a bitching video, because as much as I complain about it, the thing is, they got me. I'm gonna go, and I've got you know some people might say, well, if you're unhappy, just don't give them your money. That's how you show them your displeasure. And I get it. That is true, but that's just not the way I'm gonna do, because I want to go. And I, you know, so. And I could compare that to some other things. Meet and greet, first right of refusal, right? And the first right of refusal, what's frustrating about that? So, for example, they have the Champions Cup game. You should be offered your season ticket, and they're going to charge you whatever they're going to charge you, and you have the right to buy that ticket before it's open to the public or not, or just release it and they sell it. That doesn't happen. But what's crazy is they have done it before. And that's what frustrates me, because when Inter Miami played Barcelona, they did give season ticket holders first right of refusal, because I bought my season ticket for the Barcelona game. I was given the option, first right of refusal. I took it. And so where my two buddies that sit with me, Ed and Julio, chose not to. They refused. So those, I sat next to some strangers that bought those seats, but I got mine. So they have done it. So it's not like something that's like, oh, we don't know how to do it, or we don't have the infrastructure or something like that. It's not that they've done it. I took advantage of it. Francisco Garcia says the best benefit for a season ticket holder is a fair price for the season and special games. Well, you're not going to get a fair price. You're not going to get a fair price anymore. Fair price days are done. So. Oh, yeah, Mr. Crab says he has the messy bobblehead that isn't a bobblehead. This guy right there. It's not a bobblehead. Battered Herons saying they did the first right of refusal for the Atlanta Cruz Azul in Atlanta Leagues Cup game last year, but after Messi, that disappeared. See, I didn't get that option either. For the Cruz Azul in Atlanta, I did not get the first right of refusal option. But then again, as we've spoken about here, I don't get their emails. And the funny thing is, I get all the other emails from the team. I just don't get email from members at intermiamicf.com. That specific email is what they use to send it out, right? I don't get those. There's a problem in their system. But I do get the emails that just say, you know, promote Fanatics gear, which that comes from Fanatics. I do get the press releases because I signed up for those. And I do get like every week they send like a wrap-up email or something like that, like kind of a weekend review or whatever it's called. I don't know. I get that. So I get all their promotional crap, but I don't get the ones I really need. Which is frustrating. And I've given them different emails. Say, they changed my email address. Let's do this. Blah, 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 blah. Doesn't happen. So anyways, guys, I think that's about it. I think we've run our course. One World, One Goal saying, I do like a non-bobblehead bobblehead. Look. Why can't we get a cool giveaway at Inter Miami? We get the free t-shirts and stuff like that. This was given away years ago by Miami FC. Look at this. How cool is this? It's a real bobblehead of Poku when he played on Miami FC. It's got his number on the back. Poku. Look how cool this is. It's nice. It is hard. It's not plastic. This is good quality stuff. I got this from a team that was in the NASL. I think this was the NASL years. But I can't get something similar but of lesser quality, basically. Give me something plasticky. Give me something like a pop, like this guy. Give me like a little pop character like this guy, but with Messi. Can't get that? And okay, fine. If you have a problem with Messi's image stuff, give me a different player. But this is a pretty cool little giveaway, isn't it? This was free to the first X number of fans into the stadium. Why doesn't Inter Miami have anything cool like that? Custom Funko Pop. That's what this is. This is a Funko Pop of Kiss. Come on, guys. Let's rock and roll. Anyways. All right, everybody. I thought this show might be a short show because running by myself, but you guys, as always, are awesome. Battered Herons would like a Robert Taylor figure. Exactly. If we have issues because of maybe Messi's he wants to control his image, all that kind of stuff. All right, fine. We got other good players. Wouldn't mind a bobblehead of Robert Taylor. I take that. But that's actually Peter Chris. You know one of the reasons why I liked Peter Chris? Because that's my name. My middle name is Christopher. Peter Chris. Didn't know that, did you? All right, everybody. I could ramble on all night. Thanks so much for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. And make sure to watch tomorrow night for Ed's Spanish on Football Miami TV ES. And also, stay tuned here tomorrow morning. I will release the construction update. I was there. If you didn't hear it in the beginning of the show, I was at Miami Freedom Park today. So we'll have a construction update tomorrow morning. And then Wednesday, Wednesday or Thursday, generally on Wednesday, unless I think there's news dropping late Wednesday. Wednesday or Thursday, we'll have the news video. And then I think Friday, we'll probably do this Topps Cards video. And we'll see if anybody likes that video. I don't know. Trying different stuff. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Make sure to go check out the Battered Herons as well. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.